What's going on, everyone? When I first started this journey, I said to myself, I'm not accepting anything posthumous. One of the things that I enjoyed was watching a tribute to Michael. And that was by Jalas Franca here in Michigan. About 5 years ago, I went to go see him. And the show was phenomenal. I think about tribute artists like this. There are those who make Michael look like a clown, make fun of him, don't respect him. And then there are those like Jalas Franca that show us a glimpse, a small speck of what it is like to feel that energy that people felt when they went to go see Michael. And I've never seen Michael in concert, so I don't know what it felt like, but it could give me the small speck of a glimpse into what it's like. I can imagine. I can only imagine. The way that Jalas Franca performed, and I ran into another gentleman that, let me get my remote so I can find him on YouTube. Ran into another gentleman that came to New York City this year for the first time. And he was coming from Brazil. He was a Brazilian, just like Jalas. And waiting for my TV to catch up because it's got to connect to the internet. And these Roku TVs, they don't connect to the internet as quickly. So I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to have to go ahead and set it up. It's so annoying. My Fire comes on right away. But this one, you have to sometimes connect it to the internet or you have to sit and wait. The most I had to sit and wait was about 5 minutes. And you think, that's not much time. But these days, with technology, it doesn't give you any patience. So, let me go on here and find the gentleman that I was talking about. I have to go to my history to look for him. I wish you could search in history when you're on this while I'm on my TV. Oh, it's going to take me a minute to get down there. But, the reason why I'm saying this is because there are different ways that we as fans can honor Michael and be respectful and be loving and be, you know, be that person that shows that Michael is loved. I think I found it. Why didn't it show? Hold on 1 second. Oh, I want to let you guys hear this clip. Wait for this commercial first.
This one's for you. For the first time, a famed Michael Jackson impersonator is bringing his very much one-of-a-kind Michael Jackson tribute show to the U.S. It hits the Big Apple this summer. Pix 11 is bringing you a live preview this morning. Pix 11's Rebecca Solomon live in Columbus Circle with impersonator Rodrigo Teaser and an original member of his creative team as well. And the two of them together will make you really think twice. You really think you're seeing Michael Jackson.
It's absolutely surreal. I had to pinch myself. I was like, is this, am I, what is happening this morning? This is a Michael Jackson impersonator, and I'm telling you what, Rodrigo Teaser is unbelievable. This whole tour is going to be such a treat because for the very first time, it's making its way to the Big Apple so New Yorkers can get a sense for the King of Pop himself. It's happening tomorrow, and it's just such an exciting tour because it's been all around the world, and now it's making its way here to New York. It's called the Michael Lives Forever Tour. It's coming to the U.S. for the very first time throughout the summer. Kicks off tomorrow on the 13-year anniversary of Michael's passing. This string of U.S. tours dates follows the success Michael Lives Forever has had on its tour around the world in places like South America, Europe, and Mexico. Over 500,000 fans have seen the tour to date. Rodrigo Teaser not only sings the songs and dances the moves, but each costume he wears is replicated to be exactly what Michael had worn originally. Wait until you see what he's wearing today. Rodrigo also brings together original members of Michael's creative team to give fans a truly unique and first-of-its-kind chance to experience what could only be replicated by the King of Pop himself. So, without further ado, we're just going to give you a really cool performance right here on Pix 11 Morning News. Black or white, a little taste of what you can expect on the tour, and what better place to do the performance than right here in Central Park. Rodrigo, we've got Lavelle, the original choreographer, spent 20-some years with the real Michael Jackson, now part of the tour. And Jennifer, you were part of the Michael Jackson's creative team, and now you're here as part of the tour as well. Rocking out this morning on Pix 11. You excited for the tour here in New York?
Very excited.
What are you most excited about?
Oh, I think the whole experience is exciting. And also, as I said, I feel very honored.
Well, we are honored. Yes, look what this is just dynamic trio right here. Absolutely wonderful. Great stuff, guys. Thanks so much. I just want to see more and more. So if you're interested in seeing the tour, it's happening tomorrow, the Palladium in Times Square at 8 o'clock at night. We'll put that information for you on our website, pix11.com.
So you have a lot of people that don't think that, that don't like the tribute artists. But this is my take on it. Michael was not your ordinary celebrity. He was actually a human being. He was a black man that showcased an extraordinary talent, something we'll never see. But he was also someone that showed us what love was. When you looked at him, when you heard him, when you watched him perform, when you saw him give himself to others and love people the way that he should be loved. That's a lot for some people to take in. And one of the ways that they can honor him and show their love and respect for him is by being a tribute artist. And I think that that is their gift to Michael. Now, when when I explained earlier, I said that, you know, there are some tribute artists out there that are not respectful of Michael at all. And I look at this like I look at everything that a fan does for Michael. So let's take MJ the Musical, for instance. When I look at this musical, I think this is something that should have never popped off. And we needed a biography more than anything. We needed something to put out from his estate to show the world who Michael Jackson was, is, and always will be. And we did not get that. So as the years went by, I kept seeing how different fans were loving and honoring Michael in their way. And I saw a lot of fans be disrespectful. And then I saw a lot of fans that were so incredible and so loving. And it just I don't think that we'll ever see a fan base like Michael's. Because of the person that he was, because of the man that he was. I mean, not only was he an entertainer of perfection, but he was a black man who raised 3 black children. He was a black man who gave back, who was masculine, who gave everything he had to the world. When those lies came out about him, he fought that 2005 trial, almost did him in. But with the strength of his family and having his children, it wasn't a showstopper for him. It wasn't going to do him in because there was just too much love around him. But our love was not enough. The global system of white supremacy came in and decided that it was time for him to go. So they made sure that he was murdered. They've been watching Michael since he was a little boy. And I believe they have this plan for him to be murdered for some time. Because his explosion of popularity did not really pop off until he did his first adult solo album. Like, he was popular and people were loving him when he was a young child. But you can kind of excuse that away because he was young and he was a child. People were like, oh, this is so sweet and so cool. This kid has an amazing talent. And you just don't know if you know, looking at Michael, if this was going to last until adulthood. You just didn't know. You know, they didn't know the power of Michael Jackson. They didn't know what God had implanted in him. But then when he got older, it was like, oh, shit. We got to fucking stop this. We got to control this. And he started buying catalogs back and giving them back to his people and helping people, going to hospitals during his tours. And you know, how can the global system of white supremacy survive against that? Michael Jackson was bringing the world together. In harmony, in unison. You had people gathering together in the largest crowd you'll ever see for a celebrity. And these people came from all walks of life. In unison, in harmony. Nobody stepped on anybody. Nobody got into a fight. But they all stood together in a crowd, lovingly and adoringly, to see the greatest entertainer that will ever grace our presence. It was a magical time to be alive when Michael Jackson was here. And I feel sorry for the generations of children that will never know what this world was like when Michael was here. They robbed an entire generation. But through the fans, and as I see, through only the fans, will this robbed generation of children be able to just sit and listen and hear and watch everything that embodies Michael Jackson in the best way possible that fans can do it in their own personal way. So, I just think it is so beautiful that this fan base comes out of itself and says, no, we're not going to let you have Michael. You fucking murderers. We're not going to let you do anything you want to Michael and and think that we'll just sit in silence and not say shit about how fucked up you are on creating a fucking musical and not putting out a biography. They could have funded Taj's biography. Made sure that he got things together. But they didn't do that. So here we are. Some fans feeling like they didn't have anything to give because they didn't have a budget. In this world, when you don't have any money, you are placed at the bottom. You're like a bottom feeder. And I never felt good about that. Because I always had this feeling, nobody is better than anybody. There are people who contribute things to life that make life better for others, and they just may have had more eyes on them. But that doesn't mean that Michael was better than anybody. Like, superior. It just meant that God gave him a talent that the world was supposed to see. What was wrong with that? People made it seem like for a black man to have that kind of talent, it was odd. It was something that was odd. And I didn't understand that. I was kind of like, this is stupid. So when I started doing what I did, I wanted to make sure that fans who did not have a budget, who didn't have much, still felt like they were giving back to the man that gave so much to them. I wanted them to be noticed. I wanted them to be heard. I wanted them to know that they meant something to Michael's fan base and to his memory. I wanted them to know that whatever they could do that was respectful, that honored him, that showed his essence, they mattered too. Whatever they could do. I didn't want to be bossy. I didn't want to tell anybody what to do, but I wanted to encourage and empower the fans who felt they had nothing to give. That broke my heart. That broke my heart. Oh. You don't even know. To see some fans tweet, but I don't have anything to give. How pathetic is it that we live in a world where we make people feel like because they don't have a budget that they are nothing. How pathetic is it? We have to make sure that we take care of each other. And that we show each other that each and every single one of us matters. There's a way you do things and there's a way that you don't do things. And a lot of times the way some of Michael's fans do things is just a little bit, you know, and then some go way overboard. And it's like you question whether they're really a fan or not. It's like, are you here to make money? Or are you here to show the world who this great man was, is, and always will be? I don't know. I don't know what else to say. We just don't know where our dreams will take us. If you keep pushing for it and you keep thinking about it and you keep going, you just don't know where it's going to take you. I didn't have any intentions. People were asking me, would you want to meet anybody in the Jackson family? Would you want to meet his kids? And it's like, on one hand, I don't want to meet anybody because I just don't know what I would say or what purpose it would serve. And then on the other hand, it's just like, I want them to see the person and, you know, in real life that really is trying to make a change in the fan base. You know, I don't want to hear anybody's thank you or you were brave or, but I just want them to see that I'm a real person. That I'm not this money hungry, what a lot of people seem to be, which has been the biggest disappointment. Enjoying this fan base that I've experienced, that I've seen. There's a lot of people have their hands out. Very disturbing and very disappointing. So, I just hope that we continue to love each other and to support each other and to be there for each other and know that each and every one of us matters, no matter if you have money or if you don't. Each one of us matters. Do right by Michael, that's all I ask. Do right by him. Thank you for listening and thank you for supporting me. I appreciate you.